Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
And good morning, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Barbara Eldridge, your host for Trendsetting Women, and our topic today is creating financial freedom with competence and confidence. And our leading lady this morning is Sheila Netty of Netty Wealth Strategies. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Wow. You know, when we get to financial stuff, I think it shakes everybody up. So I'm curious, and I would love for us to start with, how did you get into doing financial stuff? Because I know you're not selling products and things. So tell us how you stepped into helping people become more competent at this.
Well, let's start at the beginning a little bit. I think that will give the audience a little bit of understanding of how I actually got here. So I grew up in Harlem in New York in the 60s in something
wow.
called the Projects, which was, yeah, was not a lovely place. I was living with, we had drug dealers on one side, drug addicts around. We had the illegal bookkeeping on another side. So needless to say, it wasn't exactly the best environment to be bringing up children necessarily. We lived in a pretty lower middle class area. And so my father worked a job where he drove a bus at night. And then he was also trying to build a business during the day. So needless to say, he worked really hard. And as I watched him work these two jobs, I didn't really see our financial situation shift at all. We were still living in this pretty crappy neighborhood. We were still living with not a lot of change, at least from a child's perspective. And so at the age of 8, I made the decision that I was not going to live like this and that I was going to be a nuclear physicist. Okay. So that was the thought at an 8-year-old, right? So I stuck with it. So fast forward, living through all of that, being bullied, for being smart and just kind of focusing on where I wanted to go. I fast forwarded and I actually did graduate with a bachelor's degree in physics.
Wow.
And,
really?
Yeah, and looking back on it, I realized that my brothers and I were some of the few that actually made it out of that area back then, at least the ones that we knew. So so then once I got through college, I did a short stint in the Navy. They helped pay for my college, and I then went into corporate America, and I focused on IT. Information technology was my love. It came easy to me, and I loved it. So I did that for
quite a few
years.
You were ahead of the rest of us from that standpoint.
Oh, for sure. Because back then there were hardly any women, and I was a manager, and I managed primarily men. So and so that was also a different thing going on in that time. I would go to conferences and I would be pretty much a few women, a handful of women, and 300 men, you know. So it's what it was. And I didn't see that as a deterrent. I saw that as fire under my, fire to keep motivated and keep moving forward. And so in that area, I kept growing, my income kept going up, and I thought, hey, I've made it. I actually was able to, get to this level that I really wanted and financial. And then all of a sudden I realized, okay, I've made it financially to some degree, at least I think I have, and yet I was worried and anxious about money all the time. And I had all these bad habits. I didn't really know exactly what I was doing that was causing me to kind of look at my bank account and not really know where the money was going, but it just felt like, where is this going? And I had a goal of retiring at 55, and I had started saving at the age of 20 to make that happen. And so when I realized that something might be in the works, plus I hadn't really taken a look at my plan, like to know whether I was really going to make it or not.
Right.
And so I kind of had this epiphany that you kind of need to figure out exactly whether you're going to get there or not, as well as really kind of diving into creating an awareness around my habits and what I was doing that might be impacting me getting there. And I realized I was repeating a pattern that I had learned from my father and didn't even realize I had been repeating this pattern. I think a lot of people do that, you know, and they don't know that they're actually doing, they're following this pattern that they learned about money, their beliefs around money, everything from their parents or from whoever brought them up or what it was, the environment around them. And then you take it into your life and you're doing it unconsciously. And it could be impacting where you really want to go, preventing you from having a lifestyle and
right.
the vision of where you want money to take you. You won't reach it because you don't even know that you're actually in a way sabotaging it without even being aware.
So tell me, where did that mindset shift take you? I mean, you know, there wasn't a lot out there other than, you know, working with financial planners, and that cost money as well back then, because there weren't very many people doing fee-only financial planning. So what is it that helped you, you know, create the wealth from there?
Well, basically what I did is I dove into learning as much as I could on my own. So I started mm-hmm. reading every book. I also started looking into different modalities to help me get an understanding of these beliefs, because what mm-hmm. you found was very right. Back then, there was not a lot of, internet doesn't have as much information as it does now, where back then I had to do research in books to really kind of figure out, how do I do this? Like, how do I get an understanding of my beliefs? How do I change them or even shift them? And then also, how do I make sure my plan is going to work? What about investments? What about options? What about real estate investing? What about all these different areas that could help me grow my money and get there? And so I really had to research it on my own, figure it out, which took a lot of time and a lot of energy to figure it out and come up with a plan. But I eventually did come up with one and figure out how I could move from where I was, release the anxiety and the worry about money, because now I had a plan. I was tracking it. I knew what my habits were. I could change them. And so now I was on a path. And then, you know, I was able to make it. I retired at 55.
I was just going to ask that question. Yeah, I was just going to say, so you're telling us you did retire at 55.
I did retire at 55. I made it.
But then, you know, what comes after that? I mean, I've known you for a long time, but, you know, it's great you now have something to live on, but what's moved you forward? What are you looking to be able to create here? Because Netty Wealth Strategies says something to me, and yet you're not in the investment field, you know, selling investments, et cetera. So tell us more about that.
Well, when I did retire and I looked around me and I felt that, first of all, I felt like I wasn't ready to be retired, and did the traveling, did a little bit of that and said, you know, okay, this was interesting, but what else could I do with the knowledge I had, and where could I help? Where could I serve? And so when I started looking at that, I realized that women particularly, and that's who I focus on primarily, did not know any, you know, there was a lot of women who didn't know anything about money, who are making a lot of money, but don't know whether that money will take them to where they want to go. And at the time, I was also looking at an assault, I felt like, which is still going on the middle class. I felt like it was so important that we shift the knowledge level, because the financial literacy within the middle class is very, you know, limited. We're not taught anything in school. I mean, limited if not non-existent. You know, there's nothing taught in school, so we don't learn anything about money. We're lucky if we learn how to run a checkbook, okay? So you're not taught anything about investments, how to grow your money, how to feel confident with your money, how to use money as a tool, how to leverage it, you don't learn anything, you know, about any of those areas. And so I looked at it and said, okay, I need to step in and figure out a way to change this in my own, you know, as much as I could, and see how I could help change the conversation around money in the middle class. And so I looked at women as a focus, because I felt like that, you know, we're always, to women are told, oh, you know, depend on your husband or man or whatever, and don't focus on, of course, my whole life says that doesn't exist, but you know, don't do that.
Right.
But,
exactly.
I never lived my life like that. But I also realized that women can teach their children. So this is how you break, you know, this
pattern,
this, history. Exactly. You now change it so the next generation has the knowledge. So by teaching them, they teach their children, and then it will be passed on, because pretty much how it goes on in wealthy families. They talk about money all the time, and yet when you talk to middle class, everybody kind of shies away from money. Nobody wants to talk about it.
We weren't supposed to talk about money.
Exactly.
It's a taboo subject, right? I can remember just the first time bringing my bookkeeping to somebody to take care of my books. It was so frightening. It really was. You know, once I turned it over, I was fine, but it was like, what are they going to think? You know, I don't want to share it. You know, please get it out of my hands. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it's so important to release the shame and embarrassment around wherever you are with money. I think that is the biggest thing that keeps it so down. It keeps people secretive. And so because of that, they don't seek the help that they need to really reach financial confidence and get that knowledge that they need in order to really reap the rewards of all the work that they're doing. And that's really the key. You're working every day, you know, whether you're working in a business of your own or you're working in a corporate position, and you need to know how to use this tool, this money, as a tool to help you have the life and the lifestyle you truly want. And that's really the key about financial freedom. It's the path. Like, you gain the competence, therefore you gain the confidence in your ability to manage your money and grow it. And then once you have that, then you have the ability to also take time to vision. Look at where you want to be. What do you want your life to look like? Is this the way you want it to look like? If not, how do you use money as a tool to help you create that life? And I think I want to help other people do it too.
I think one of the things that I've always admired about you, you know, you coming out of the technology field, when I first met you, you were so into the creativity with your jewelry. You know, the making of, you know, you were able to combine that because you did have the, shall I say, the wherewithal to be able to buy the good, you know, beads and stones and things like that. But that's the freedom it gave you, is what I saw.
It is, you know, back then in 2001, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And as a result of that, I have been going, you know, down the direction of complete, you know, IT, everything and technology,
right.
And focused on. And that gave me a chance to kind of step back. Sometimes major illness is where you think, you know, your life comes quite clear, you know, life is precious. You realize that, what do I really want to do? Like, what do I really want my life? What do I really want my life to look like? And that's when I jumped in and decided to do jewelry, and which was a total opposite. I mean, I never would have thought creativity was even in there. But I realized that my mother had taught me how to sew and crochet when I was young. And so I had been doing it all my life, but never had seen how I could maybe pull the two together. And so with jewelry, I actually was able to use all of my knowledge focusing on the high-end custom jewelry and doing that as another business and still doing my corporate, but basically figuring out how to kind of pull together the two. So now I actually do pull the creative side and the technical and strategy side in what I call creative wealth building. So,
wow.
So basically we create a unique path, because I think that everybody's path is different. And that's what I really want people to hear too, is that your path doesn't have to look like someone else's path. So don't be jealous or concerned about whatever somebody else is doing. Your path can be totally different and still get you to where you want to go. And
have some
really
fun
the
in
key.
The process.
Exactly, because I loved doing jewelry. I still do. I still do my jewelry and all of my crafts, and I love it. But I love the fact that I've been able to combine those two sides of the brain, if you will, to be able to really help my clients create what works for them, that unique path to financial freedom. Again, whatever that looks to you. And I think that the creative wealth building is key, because I think wealth is also a word that people don't necessarily feel
relate to.
Like they can wrap their heads. Yeah, exactly. Relate to and wrap their heads around. But it's really, wealth gives you the ability to have impact. And it's not a dirty word, you know. So having money is a good thing, because not only it helps you, but it helps you have a bigger global impact in the world. And I've been blessed to be able to give to different charities and, organizations that are having impact all over the world, where I couldn't have done that if I hadn't gotten control of my money and be able to grow it enough that I have enough for me and enough to share and to give.
Wow. So how are you working now? What is it that you do now that let me say is different than if I went to a fee-only financial planner? What do you put out there?
Well, basically what I do differently than that person is than a financial planner is I actually work with you on changing your habits. Changing, you know, we do a lot of work around mindset and your mindset around money. And we figure out what is it that you're doing right now that's not helping you and not supporting you in the direction you want to go. And we also figure out the direction, like what's your vision? Where do you really, a financial planner and other people will talk to you about, okay, so, you know, what do you want, your retirement and all this stuff, but they don't really talk to you about the lifestyle you truly want to live. And I help you design that so that you actually have a game plan. You actually know what exactly that one you want to look like. And we work through creating visualizations that help you keep that going so you don't forget. You know, because we have a tendency to create sometimes things, and then we forget about them, and we don't continue to live, and then we go back down those old, we fall back into the old patterns, right? So I work through a system that actually keeps you going so that you don't go back to your old patterns, and then we sit down and go through the numbers. At that point, now we're going through the tracking. We're figuring out where your numbers are, helping you work through them so that you also release any shame or embarrassment around your numbers and realize that numbers are power, is power. So knowing your numbers is power. And I like to call it learning the secret language of money. So so therefore you really, you know, find out, you learn the language, you learn what it's like to, you learn what it's about to invest. It gives you the confidence and the power to speak to a financial planner and a financial advisor in a way that now you're directing them. They're coming back with what they think and what they suggest and their advice, but you're now in control. You're now in the driver's seat, and you're not just taking whatever they're saying, oh, okay, I need to do this, oh, okay. No, you are now directing them, and they're giving you advice that fits your plan. And then we also look at whether you're under-earning, whether you are making enough money, whether you need to look at, you know, based on the lifestyle you want, is the income you're bringing in right now going to get you there? And if not, what can we do? What can we creatively do to create that ability to earn, however that, you know, to earn the income that you need? And it can be lots of different sources. So it's not just, you know, traditional. I look at lots of different ways. Again, that unique path, right, that fits you. And then we map out the entire blueprint. We kind of lay it all out. And now you have the tools, the knowledge, the ability to stay on track and know that you're going to get there. We will have laid out the plan. And what I say is that at this point, your goals not only are possible, but they're inevitable because you now know how to get there.
So let me ask you this. I'm assuming you do this one-on-one since people don't like sharing necessarily, but do you do anything so that, you know, people could get started with you, or is it strictly that you want to take them by the hand individually?
Right now, I'm only offering it individually. My goal at some point is to actually, and we got to touch on my ultimate goal, is to create a foundation where I can actually help women who can't afford to work with me individually create that ability to put out the financial literacy to a much larger scope. And that's ultimately my dream and what I really want to create. But in the, you know, but in the interim right now, I feel like it's important to really help as many women. And I really work one-on-one because, again, it's not something you want to share necessarily with anyone. And so this way you know that no one else is seeing what you're doing, what's going on with you. And it gives you that ability to be completely open. And that's what we need in order to really help you reach your goals. Is I need you to be completely open, completely, you know, bearing everything, so we can actually take a look at it, you know, and come up with the plans that will actually get you where you want to go, as well as kind of fix any problems along the way, like releasing some debt that you might have as well.
Right. Can you kind of share as you've worked with someone or a couple of people, what were the stumbling blocks for them and you know, how did they overcome them or what do you think they learned best from it?
I think the biggest thing that artists could start right now, they could do tomorrow, okay, is to wake up. Is what I say, what I call it, wake up, which is basically become aware of what you are doing with your money and aware of your habits. And if you did nothing but track, and I'm not talking about finding, you know, a spreadsheet or anything like that. I'm talking about just tracking on paper or in a simple app. Like there's an app called Spending, which is a pretty easy app to use. If you just tracked it for a week or two, it would give you so much insight into what you're doing with your money. It would be amazing. And that alone sometimes will give you enough insight into your behaviors so that you have a chance to say, okay, why am I spending that on that? Like, is this going to get me where I want to go? Like spending the money on that, is that really going to help me ultimately get where I want to go? And then you have to say, then your next question more than likely will be, where do I want to go? Right. So, and what do I ultimately want? And I think that's another question that can be worked through. It's like, what do you want? Like, what do you want money to do for you? What do you want your life to look like? Taking that time to journal on that, and journaling has been proven out in how many times, and I have to admit I was one that really kind of fought it a little bit until I got really into it. Writing down what you want and giving yourself the space to just, you know, stream of consciousness, just write and write and write everything out will open up so much within you that will give you so many insights that alone will say, okay, this is ultimately what I really want. So doing these habits isn't going to get me there. So how do I do that? And so that really is the biggest thing that a person can do tomorrow. Because if you can wake up and really realize what habits you're doing, then you have a chance to change them. But if you're sleeping, and I call you going through on autopilot, you have no way of shifting it because you're not aware of what you're actually doing.
Wow. So that we don't, end without, is there a link to your website or a phone number that you'd like to leave with our audience? I don't want us to end here. I just want you to be able to put that out so we don't run out of time.
I appreciate that. So you can reach me on my website. It's SheilaNetti.com, SheilaNetti.com. They can also feel free to reach me at my office number, which is 619-500-1764. So those are the best way to reach me. If you go to my website, I have a great freebie on there called Three Surprising Ways That Professional Women Stop Themselves from Reaching Their Financial Goals. And what to do instead. So there are some really great tips in that on what you can do and shift right now to change where you are.
So let's stop here and Tell me what's the fun part of this for you?
The fun part is actually seeing people like light up. The woman I was going to work with, I'm working on. I see her tomorrow. She has shifted so much. It's so fun to see the light bulbs, you know, turn on where she's now had a chance to create a vision. She's now had a chance to really, and she didn't really give herself a chance to vision. What I notice sometimes with a lot of women, they don't have a chance to vision. And I understand you're busy living your life. You're just busy doing busy. And, you know, and we, as women, have all these taxing on our time. You know, we've got everybody looking at us for everything sometimes. And we don't take the time, that self-care, and to really take the time to dream and to see her dream and then everything coming together where we're now working on her spending plan. And she's like, oh, yeah, okay, I didn't realize I was doing this. And it's realizing what you've been doing, how we can change it. And that's the fun part for me, is just seeing the knowledge going in, the ability, seeing that they know they have the ability to now control their money and have the vision that they have in their life. That's what lights me up. I love it when I see that.
I can hear it in your voice. Now, you know, I heard you use the word creativity. Do you really see working with money as being creative?
Yes, because nowadays things aren't the way they used to be when I was building up my wealth. In a lot of ways, things have shifted, and so now it's important to look at creative ways to pull to get where you want to go. And I think a lot of it also different too in the times where people are more interested in experiences than necessarily gathering stuff necessarily, and so that's another shift. Because looking at what does that take? Like what do you really want to experience? And what is it, you know, where do you want to go? And those can be done a lot of times in very creative ways that doesn't necessarily take tons of money to make happen. And I think that's what people don't realize, is that you could be living the life that you truly want, the experience you truly want, on a lot less money than you think. And I think that that's also an eye-opener people don't realize, because they really, again, have not been taught how to figure out what to do with their money, how to manage it, how to grow it, as well as creating that vision. That biggest part of it is creating that vision of where you want to go and what you want life to be.
You know, I know we're talking about women here, but don't you think men go through this as well?
Men do, and I do. I'm open to working with men as well, but what I focus, as I said, I focus on women particularly because of that. But men do too. Oh, but they're more quiet about it. I mean, well, women are too, but men will a lot of times shift it. I mean, I work with a lot of men, and I only have brothers. Mm-hmm. So basically, they'll hide it, okay, and not really. But they have the same dreams. They have the same goals, but they don't necessarily express it. And even when they're asked to express it, they still don't express it. So it's, you know, because it's not viewed as sometimes as something that they should be doing, but they should be doing the same things. They should be looking at their vision and figuring out where they want to go and the life they truly want, and realizing that they weren't taught about money either. And so they really have to, and they have to be at the same time kind of acting like they have it under control.
Well, I appreciate it, Sheila. This has been absolutely fabulous. People have your website at SheilaNetty.com. I would recommend people stretch out to you, or at least go on and see what you have to offer. But that's going to be our show for today. I'd like to thank you, Sheila Netty, for being our leading lady today, and special thanks to all of our listeners. And you know, we do have international listeners as well as our U.S. people. So we again will be back again with Women Lead Radio Show on Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2. It's my sincere desire to be your host, and thank you for listening, and have a very, very profitable day. Have a good one.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.